Hi, folks. Thank you for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. I'm Courtney Bjorland, the editor of the site. SAP customers everywhere are looking to reduce costs while still implementing innovation across their SAP landscapes. One of the tools with the most potential for helping in this goal is Solution Manager, SAP's application lifecycle management tool. It comes with every SAP license agreement, but few customers are using it to its full potential and are having challenges figuring out how to get the most out of Solution Manager. In that light, today we'll be speaking with John Reed and Tony DeThomasis. Tony is a NetWeaver technician and SAP mentor who's been working with SAP since 1989 in the R2 days. Recently, Tony's deployed Solution Manager at Australia Post, and he and his team are doing some of the most innovative work around Solution Manager in the SAP world. Tony will talk about the project, what benefits Australia Post has realized, and share his tips for a successful Solution Manager implementation, including hardware requirements, ensuring a steady stream of funding, and who should work on the installation. Also on the line is SAP mentor John Reed, the proprietor of the popular website johnerp.com. He'll give us an introduction to Solution Manager and share some of the challenges customers are facing today around the tool. So, John, why don't you start off by talking about what Solution Manager is and some of the roles it's playing in the SAP product landscape these days?
Well, Solution Manager is basically being positioned by SAP as doing just about everything for SAP customers except maybe fetching coffee and donuts. But when you look at it, the SAP has really tied Solution Manager into pretty strong issues relating to total cost of ownership, mitigating risk, and also the key to deriving value out of enterprise support. So that's pretty heavy talk that's being placed upon this tool, which is responsible for not only managing enterprise support in an SAP context, but also deriving post-go-live value out of SAP through application lifecycle management and other areas today's podcast guest can speak to. Now, the issue we have here is that there's not a real good understanding amongst either the analyst community or amongst the user community on what Solution Manager can actually do.
Right. So Tony's going to talk to us today about some of the work they've been doing at Australia Post with Solution Manager, namely around application lifecycle management. So, Tony, can you talk about the business case for deploying Solution Manager at the Australia Post?
Sure. As I said earlier, we were keen to lay a common foundation for all the upcoming deployments. So we put aside an amount of money, which I think it ended up being a fixed percentage of some of the projects which were going forward. So we looked at it, I guess for lack of a better description, as tax on these projects to guarantee some sort of common infrastructure, common processes, and then the most sophisticated tools. And that was our way to innovate some of the offerings from SAP to guarantee a good deployment. And again, if you leave these things to the projects, you know what's going to happen. They probably wouldn't do it, or they'd do it poorly, or each project would do things their own way, so you would have no commonality across the entire landscape. And for my money, that's a risk when you have to transition the whole lot to production support. So once the projects wind up and they go away, someone has to be left in charge of running the landscape, the extended complex landscape. So we thought that the foundation project was the best way to guarantee a successful deployment, which results in a successful transition to support once the projects finish up.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So let's talk about some of the planning stages for the project. One of your pieces of advice here is to ensure that you have the seed funding. Why is this important? And how can you ensure you've got ongoing funding for a project like this?
Well, like all innovation, it doesn't come for free. Innovation is not something that you can do in your time while you monitor batch jobs. So innovation must be, I guess, it needs to be funded and it needs to be measured. Otherwise, you can't guarantee that the processes are the best that they can be. So the initial setup of a solution manager system, or any system for that matter, requires some amount of cost to get it up. So you need some infrastructure, you need to install a database, you need some CPU, you need some memory, you need some disk, and you need some time, and all these things cost money. So before you can actually show a return on investment, you're in the red to start with. But without seed funding, without a budget, you're going to do things in your spare time, and you're not going to pick the right infrastructure. You're going to install the system on a small VM server under your desk or an old Linux server that nobody wants, and you're only setting yourself up for a fall. But the way we did it, we put the solution manager on the same infrastructure that I would put a BI system or a PI system, made it installed on a scalable piece of infrastructure. I knew it was going to be used by all the projects, and I knew the landscape was going to demand something which was scalable. So with the seed funding, we listed out some of the processes that we wanted to deploy, and then we itemized and we prioritized the first 10 pieces of functionality we were going to deploy on the solution manager. And we listed them in an order which made sense to us. So the things that made sense to us was to deploy the easier things right at the front, and then once you've got the easy things out the way, you deploy things which will reduce the amount of regular effort that the support guys have to put in for boring, repetitive work, like the allocation of the application of license keys. So that was one of the first ones we deployed. The next ones we looked at were the things which were hurting Australia Post. So the amount of time that the basis guys had to spend out of hours monitoring batch jobs and failed output. So we introduced alerting and monitoring. The solution manager issued Severity 1 and Severity 2 trouble tickets. So that reduced the amount of calls that the customers would have complaining about, you know, the poor performance of the SAP system. So we would catch a lot of the errors before the customers did. The next ones we did were the ones which promoted the biggest cost saving. So with the reduction of having to buy new basis guys to support an increased landscape, the things which stopped repetitive tasks having to be done. So they were the first 10. So for us, you know, the priority was critical, and I had to, once you've knocked over four or five or six of these things, you've got to keep advertising your wins. So you've got to use the opportunity as the water fountain to tell the management and anybody who will listen about how important and how much success you've had. You've got to have formal presentations to show people some of the functionality and some of the innovation in the organisation. Got to be brave enough to speak at events to convince the wider community of how proactive and how progressive your company is about deploying some of this functionality. And the other important thing is to try and surround yourself. I call them the disciples. So these are non-SAP guys who can use some of the functionality that you've deployed. So two examples where I've gathered a couple of disciples at my place. We've recently deployed a thing called Redwood Central Processing Scheduler. This is no big deal. It's just a batch scheduling tool that we use for SAP. But because it's a very very sophisticated batch scheduling tool, we've allowed some non-SAP systems to start using this tool. So suddenly I've got my business objects guys who are very interested in scheduling using this batch, and I've got some Java guys, some .NET guys, who are also interested in scheduling. So instead of buying a third-party tool of their own, they're using mine. Another example is when you do alerting through Solution Manager. Instead of just alerting on SAP tools, now alerting on the Ixos OpenText product and Business Objects suite of products. So we can do alerting and monitoring on hardware for non-SAP systems the same way we do SAP systems. So suddenly, I've got a couple of disciples who were doing some advertising on my behalf to the organisation, which hopefully will result in more funding and more investment in innovation, and the cycle goes around again.
Yeah, that's great advice. So, Tony, who should be working on the installation?
Okay, so I'm very, very strict about who should be working on something like Solution Manager. So I tell you straight out, right, Solution Manager is not one of the easiest tools that you'll come across. So it requires a lot of pre-reading. It requires a lot of testing, a lot of messing about with OSS notes to get it right. So unless you get the best basis you have to deploy some of the functionality, you're going to be left bitterly disappointed. So it's the same, any innovation which comes through your landscape, or any innovation which a builder deploys, or any innovation which a miner deploys, why would you get your average guy to try and deploy innovation? Innovation is, by definition, is something different. It's something extraordinary. So if I'm going to have an operation, I want the best surgeon working on me. I don't want just the intern or the second rate guy. I want the best outcome, and I want the outcome guaranteed. So for us, for my money, I always pick the top gun basis guy to deploy the functionality, the first one. Then he teaches the second basis guy how to do the next one, and then the cycle continues. So then they deploy other pieces of functionality while the top guy goes after the next hardest piece.
And Tony, you touched on this too, but I'd like to go back to it. You mentioned that it's important that Solution Manager is installed on the proper hardware. What are the hardware requirements for Solution Manager?
Well, typically, when Solution Manager first came out in the 90s, it was on an ABAP stack. So it was a very simple installation, very easy to monitor. Since those days, the SAP landscape has become very complex. So now we have a combination of several different technologies. We're monitoring very resource-hungry Java processes. We've got business processes which span 4, 5, 6 different modules, 6 different instances. So the Solution Manager itself comes with an ABAP stack, comes with a Java stack. We'll have some elements of the enterprise portal to do some of the IT performance monitoring reports in a nice format. And it has a very, very heavy business intelligence engine installed in it as well. So some of the number crunching and some of the rendering that this thing is going to do is going to suck the life out of that little VM box under your desk. Mm-hmm. So my suggestion is to, put it on the same hardware that you would put an ERP system or a PI system or a BI system. Otherwise, you're going to be real disappointed.
Give us just a couple of examples of real-world functionality there at Australia Post of how Solution Manager is helping you out.
Okay, so the two easiest things you're ever going to do on Solution Manager is, one, landscape reporting. So everybody needs to know how many instances you've got in your landscape, what version your instances are at, and how they're patched. So the first thing to do is to define all your systems into the SMSY, and to do the reporting across the whole lot. So I call that landscape reporting, and I think that's a half-day job, and you're done for quite a big landscape. Second best one you'll ever do is the maintenance certificate. So SAP have got a process where every 90 days you have to renew your maintenance certificate on every satellite system. So this means you have to log on to the service marketplace, download the license, and then apply it by hand. This thing can take up to, half an hour to 45 minutes, depending on the speed of your network. Very repetitive, very boring, very low value. But unless you have the certificate done, you can't apply any maintenance to your satellite system. Solution Manager can do automatically. So you set these things up. It takes between 10 and 20 minutes to set up each satellite system. Once you've done it once, that's it. You forget about it. So Solution Manager automatically logs onto the service marketplace every 90 days, retrieves the certificate, applies it to the satellite systems, and you're away. They're two very, very simple things which any customer can start. I've actually written two quite simple to follow blogs about how to do this and showing the benefits of it, and they're very well documented in the service marketplace and on SDN. So there's no reason that those two things can't be picked off, within the first week of deploying this thing.
Well, Tony and John, thank you so much. This is some great advice for our listeners, and we appreciate your time. Thank you for listening to the SearchSAP.com podcast. Please continue to turn to SearchSAP.com for all your SAP needs.